I once posted a technical question on a computer network for linguists and was flooded with long replies, some pages long. I was staggered by the generosity and the expertise, but wondered where these guys found the time and why all the answers I got were from men. Like co-ed classrooms and meetings, discussions on email networks tend to be dominated by male voices, unless they're specifically women only, like single-sex schools. Online, women don't have to worry about getting the floor. You just send a message when you feel like it. But, according to linguists Susan Herring and Laurel Sutton, who have studied this, they have the usual problems of having their messages ignored or attacked. The anonymity of public networks frees a small number of men to send long, vituperative, sarcastic messages that many other men either can tolerate or actually enjoy, but turn most women off. The anonymity of networks leads to another sad part of the email story. There are men who deluge women with questions about their appearance.